Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
149.
You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
October 7, 2015. The Thank You Rob podcast, episode number 149.
149.
Thank you for choosing the Thank You Rob podcast.
That's right. Thank you.
Above all else,
we're number one.
We are number one in your book.
Number one in your scorecard. Number one in your hearts.
We're number one in my book.
That's good.
Yeah, we really are.
149. That means we're nearing a milestone.
We are indeed.
Episode.
We are indeed. How's your headphones over there?
They're a little low, to be honest with you.
Bring it up a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that.
Just bring it up.
Yeah.
We are without a guest once again.
We are doing a Rob and John sort of special, you know, moment.
Rob and John. Robin Hood, Little John.
Robin the Hood.
Robin Hood, Little John.
I like it.
Yeah.
Ron.
Do you like, are you a Robin Hood fan? Like, there's been many variations of the story.
Actually, funny you mention it. I don't know, maybe we've talked about this before, but my favorite
Disney movie
of all time is John. The animated Robin Hood.
Mine too.
I love it. Yeah. I just watched it. I've really tried to keep my kid, because she's only a year old, right, from watching television.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eventually she's going to watch a shitload of TV. And she's going to avoid that for as long as possible.
She's going
to
get hooked.
But last week, I fired up the old Disney's Robin Hood on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we are going to watch this. And she thought it was okay. I mean, she's one, so her attention span is small.
Her attention span is zero.
Right. But I enjoyed it.
Right.
She got through maybe like 3.5 minutes of it. I watched probably 40 minutes of it as I was like watching her do other stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is
a good one. It's my favorite.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Before we get into anything, though, we got to congratulate Bianca Rhodes.
Yes.
A good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the podcast.
We have history together.
Mm-hmm.
For those unfamiliar, when I was a rap star...
Rap God,
yep.
Rod. They called you Rod. Rod the Rap God.
In a group called Ruthless,
mm-hmm,
with my friends MC Rents and Professor Fresh.
And Just Smoke.
And Just Smoke. We shot a video called Push.
Yeah.
Called Push. And Bianca did that video.
It's one of the three best Ruthless songs.
Three best.
One of my three favorites.
It is. Mine as well. But she did the video. This was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
If not more. Probably more.
It was a long time.
It was probably 11, 12 years ago.
A lot of that was shot at the University of Minnesota,
yep,
when I was still going to school there.
Yeah.
So we had access to the building.
All sorts of access.
Where on the West Bank, where Radio K is. Mm-hmm. And so we shot a bunch of stuff in that elevator, in the big elevator that goes up to where Radio K is.
Right.
And in the hallway of Radio K.
My favorite part about that was when you taped the latch on the door. So I came in through the side door in the middle of the night, and I removed some files from a file cabinet.
Of course.
I just left.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah. But anyways, Bianca Rhodes won an Emmy. She is an Emmy Award winner.
That is awesome.
That is very cool. And just one of the sweetest ladies people I know.
Mm-hmm.
Always bubbly and in a good mood. She's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
She's a good one. And so, we've had some fun with her on the podcast before.
Yes.
And you know, maybe we can have another conversation now that... You know, I don't know that have we ever had an Emmy Award winner.
We have now.
On our podcast.
We have now.
That's right.
And let me tell you what I like about Bianca is I can make her laugh really easily. Like, even me just saying that right now, I bet if she hears this, she's going to laugh. She'll laugh at it.
I bet she will.
It's always nice to make people laugh. So
sure.
That's good. Listeners of the podcast, let's just get this out of the way. If you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, review the podcast.
Give us a review. You know, just type a couple words. It's no big investment of your time.
No big deal.
It's good for us.
Not a big deal.
You know, we deliver this.
We do.
All we ask in return is that you subscribe,
right,
and that you review us.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
We would really, really appreciate that. And it's super easy to do. So if you can, do it. If you can't, I'm not going to yell at you or anything.
Well, I will. Well, I'll yell right at your
one
face.
Exactly one half of the Thank You Rob podcast will 50%. Be upset.
Yeah, 50%.
Yeah, the other one's going to get over it real quick.
Yeah.
That's me. You ready for some news?
Let's do it.
Let's start with some unfortunate news. You want to you want to break this one out?
Yeah, so friends of the podcast.
More friends.
Cold Kingdom.
Let's introduce everybody that's not Bianca as our friends of the podcast, non-Emmy award-winning friends of the podcast.
Friends of the pod, non-Emmy award-winning
friends of the podcast.
Friends of the podcast. Cold Kingdom.
Yep.
They were on our show, I think, last winter.
It was last winter.
Local rock band who's been doing some very big things.
I would say even national, regional.
Yeah, regional. Yeah. They're doing some good, some very big things. They had last weekend, got their trailer already packed up with all their equipment, their guitars and basses and drums, because they were going out of town for the weekend to play some gigs.
They had some hot licks ready to.
They were ready to just do all the hot licks, right?
To do them. Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in the middle of the night, someone took their trailer, stole it, with all of their equipment in it.
Horseshit.
All their guitars, basses, their pedals, their monitors, their, everything was completely stolen. Yeah. $33,000 worth of equipment.
Damn.
And so they, of course, had to cancel some shows because of that. Because, I mean, it's sort of tough to play without equipment. Not right. Like a rapper where you can just show up and use house mics.
Fake it till you make it.
But yeah, it really sucks because you hate to see them. I mean, because these people are, you know, probably working day jobs to help support their, you know, musical endeavors. Mm-hmm. And these are not rich people. These are people who are doing it because they love it. So it puts you in a really big hole
when all your
equipment is gone. Yeah, $33,000.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a huge amount of money.
And they got some good news coverage. I think Kara Levin did a story on them, which was great. I think Fox might have done a story on them as well. They created a GoFundMe. And it's raised almost $6,000 so far, which is awesome. So I would encourage people to contribute to that if you like rock music, if you like our podcast. So they're we wish the best to them. They got back on the road this week.
Yeah,
they're performing again with borrowed equipment
sort in of Mankato.
In the interim, playing at I think was it Buster's?
Buster's in Mankato.
In Mankato.
Yeah, so that's cool.
It's so shout out to Jason and Danny, who were on the show
February 11th, episode number 113,
and we'll try and get them back on the show here, and maybe once they get some equipment.
Yeah, that'd be cool to catch up with them again.
Catch up and see how things are going with Cold Kingdom.
On that episode, we talked about dick pics.
We did talk about dick
pics. We don't
pics.
Talk about dick pics.
No,
very
you know
often.
That was the one time.
So if you want to hear us talk about dick pics, then go back to episode 113,
February.
Let's talk about some ballers.
Let's talk about it.
And by ballers, I mean basketball players.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know another. What's a hooper? Is that a hooper?
I think like a hoopster.
Hoopster?
Like a hoopster.
Like a hipster that's a hooper?
Yeah, yeah. A basketball player is a hoopster.
Hoopster.
Is a dunker.
You know about Stephon Marbury.
I'm very familiar with Stephon Marbury.
Yeah. He started his career with the Timberwolves.
Here with the Timberwolves. Was drafted by, I want to say, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Timberwolves drafted, and my memory's bad here, but I believe it was Ray Allen.
Okay.
And they traded them on draft night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think, I know we're getting a little off topic here,
yeah,
but similarly, do you think it would have made any difference if Ray Allen would have stayed with the Timberwolves?
Well, I know Ray Allen had an amazing, I mean, he played in the NBA forever. Like, he just retired this last year.
But that there's something about the stigma of most Minnesota teams.
Yeah.
That's like, even if you're a star.
I don't know what would have happened, but I imagine that a Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett team would have been good if you could have kept. I mean, a Kevin Garnett, Stephon Marbury team should have been good.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, should have been good too.
Right,
but
right.
Marbury sort of had a meltdown. But yeah, so Stephon Marbury.
Yep.
Played for the Timberwolves.
Yep.
Played for some other teams. I believe he played for the Nets. I think he played for Phoenix. Probably played for the Knicks.
That sounds right.
And then I think he went overseas.
Yep.
And he's been playing in China.
Yep. Even currently, still
right.
playing.
And not only is he playing in China, but he's become like a god.
Yeah.
In China, his team has won the championship in
really?
The Chinese league. I think 2 years in a row now, or
wow.
two out of the last 3 years. He's so popular there.
Is it like the Beijing Ducks? Why does that sound
right? I think that is actually what it is. Someone wrote a play about him.
What?
and they perform it in the show. And sometimes he is in the show playing himself in the play about his life.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they have like Stephon Marbury statues. Like he's huge in China.
Stephon, yeah, the god. That's crazy. That's cool though. I mean, yes. The guy deserves it. He's very talented.
Right. He was in sort of a bad spot a couple of years ago. There was a video posted of him online just doing some really sort of crazy stuff.
Like what?
Like eating Vaseline.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they do in Beijing.
No, it was just like he was, I think, having like a breakdown. But he's clearly come out of it and you know, is a national hero over there. He's respected and liked. And
it is the Beijing Ducks.
There you go.
And the Nets, the Suns, the Knicks, the Celtics. And then he moved on overseas. Yeah, that's great. But, and this is the thing about Marbury is that I think underlying, he is a good person. Mm-hmm. He had this shoe line called the Starberries. They came out. When was this? Early 2000s?
It might even been late 90s.
Late 90s. And the idea was there's all these overpriced basketball shoes out there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people in the world that can't afford that shit. And so he created this $15 Starberry shoe, which he always claimed were made in the same factory as these other shoes were. That you're paying $100
plus. Oh, it was actually much
plus.
Later than that.
Much later, Starberry?
It was 2006.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, $15 shoe, and he's bringing them back.
Right.
The $15 Starberry shoe, and he's specifically on Twitter calling out Michael Jordan here.
Right.
Saying, you know, you're selling these $200 shoes and you're not like batting an eyelash in the fact that people are killing each other over, like, they people will kill for these shoes.
For, yeah, a pair of Jordans.
And that's been happening for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As long as we've been alive, pretty much people have been getting killed for their Jordans.
Your sneakers, dog. Yep. And I looked it up. I don't pay $200 for a pair of shoes. I have paid $100 for a pair of shoes, but not because they're Jordans. I paid for a comfortable shoe. As I started saying this, I'm like, Rob, what you're about to say is going to make you sound old. But literally, I bought a shoe for comfort. I think they were Asics.
Yeah.
Or they might have been New Balance. But man, holy shit. Great shoe. Great shoe.
You love the Asics.
I love the Asics. But I looked it up on Nike's website. By the way, maybe the first time I've ever been to Nike's website.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
The least expensive pair of Jordans, an adult shoe, is
$110. $110 Jordans.
Yeah. But they go up.
Yeah.
They get up there, like 200s.
And it's not to knock people for their Jordans. Like, if you can afford Jordans, good for you.
Yeah. But just know that people are going to kill you for those shoes.
But I think it's cool that Marbury's like, you know what? I'm going to make a shoe that's a good shoe and that kids will wear and it only costs $15. Yeah. And then no one's going to kill each other for $15.
Right.
I mean, I would hope.
Yep. And in this materialistic culture, it's nice to have that option.
Yeah,
out there,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's just crazy. But I think
he's bringing the Starberries back.
Bringing them back.
I would wear a pair of Starberries, I think.
Yeah, I would too.
You wear a Starberry?
I would pay, if they're a comfortable shoe for $15.
Sure.
I'd do it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you can't even get like cheap shoes for $15. No. So like, if these things don't have like nails sticking through the bottom of them, they're probably worth it.
Right.
Probably worth the $15.
Even if you buy a pair every year, you're also supporting a really good cause.
You could buy, how much, what's the cheapest Jordans? 110. You could buy how many pairs of Starberries in a year?
At least 10. Wait, I'm sorry, that math is not
math,
right.
This is flawed math. I think like six pairs, something like that.
Yeah.
You buy six or seven pairs of those in a year. You could get a new pair of Starberries every 2 months for a year.
Yeah.
And spend less than
right. So
on what you would on Jordan.
I'd have to, I got to see what they look like, you know, what the material is.
Yeah, what if
do they breathe? What's the arch support?
Well,
like?
I mean, yeah, you got to imagine for $15, they couldn't be used in like the highest quality materials, right? Like, it's just got to be poop.
Well, but he's stating that they're made in the same factory.
Well, just because they're made in the same factory doesn't mean they're made with the same materials.
Right. Are they approved by the Orthotics Association of America?
I don't know. When you're a kid, though, you can probably have less comfortable shoes. It's not a bit like when you're an adult, you care way more. Like you were saying about a pair of Asics.
Arch support.
You care more about things like arch support when you once you hit your 30s.
Yes.
When you're a teenager, you don't care about that. You're just like, what looks cool?
This is true.
So I hope the Starberries look cool. That's the number one most important thing.
I don't want to wear all red shoes. to work every day. You know, not all red.
No, maybe I'd wear them for red. I'd wear them for leisure.
Yeah, leisure for sure.
I'd wear leisure red shoes. Yeah.
Leisure Starburys.
Yeah.
Leisure berries.
Larry's.
I just want to give a little shout out to this. We watched, my wife and I watched this new Chris Rock movie called Top Five. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
It was pretty good.
I've heard really good things.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's on Netflix right now, I think, isn't it?
Is it really?
It's on something.
Okay.
It's streaming somewhere.
It's on some shit is what it is. But it's good. It's a lot of cameos.
Oh, you know what? It's streaming on the cable that I pay for legally.
Okay.
On one of my many...
I may or may not have watched it without having to pay anything.
One of my many premium channels that I pay lots of money for every month.
Well, check this out. There was a scene where Chris Rock is in jail, and he's like kind of at a loss for what he's kind of doing with his life. And he, at the moment, not like altogether, but just in this moment. And he hears this guy in the cell across from him, and it's a DMX. Like, unexpected cameo.
It's DMX as DMX. Yes. It's not like DMX playing a dude.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. A lot of the people, Chris Rock is playing a character in this movie. Everybody else is like, well, not everyone else, but most of the other people are playing themselves.
Right, right.
There's also another scene with Whoopi Goldberg, Adam Sandler, and Jerry Seinfeld in a strip club. Three people that you would never picture in a strip club.
Perfect, that's the exact perfect strip club combination.
Yeah. So, and they play themselves.
Oh, that's awesome.
But either way, DMX, he's singing like the Sunshine song to try to cheer Chris Rock up. It's pretty good. It's I might have wrecked it for you there, but it's pretty funny.
Oh, man. So you'd give it a thumbs up?
I'd give it a thumbs up, yeah.
We should start adding a movie reviews section to the podcast. If you've watched a movie in the last week, do you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Like, within a minute review or something like that?
Yeah, like really shortly. Like, we didn't need to spend all a bunch of time talking about it. Yeah. Also, the thing about it will be we don't watch new movies very often. So a lot of times we'll be reviewing movies that are like 6 years old.
Right.
That everyone will have already seen except us.
I finally watched Titanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch Titanic 2?
Nope.
Ah.
I was telling my son about Titanic, and he was Googling it. And he was
about
like
the Titanic?
Yeah, and he saw Titanic like 2. It came up and he was like, Titanic 2? I had to explain.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That it's not the same.
It's not the same. But there's also something else that happened this week.
An epic rap battle.
Yeah. Now there's battles all the time, freestyle battles all the time. But
not battles with usually famous people or semi-famous people sort of avoid.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be humiliated.
Nobody wants to be humiliated.
No.
But I'll tell you who was not afraid to be humiliated.
Who's
was
that?
Keith Murray.
Yep.
Def Squad, right? He was part of the Def Squad. And Fred Rostar of Onyx.
Yes.
To me, that sounds like a pretty cool
lineup. Yeah, it seems like
there.
They'd be fairly evenly matched.
So this was literally on last Sunday, October 4th, at a place called Milk River in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
There's video of this. You can go watch this online. Keith Murray versus Fred Rostar.
Right.
Did you watch it?
No.
Okay, great.
So tell me, here's what I want to know.
Yep.
Who won the battle? Was it a decisive win?
It was it was probably, I'd say, 75-25 Fred Rostar. Yeah.
Win.
Yeah. I always felt like
Did you feel like it was freestyle or was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was true freestyle.
You could tell.
It wasn't...
There might have been some pre-written stuff in there. I'll tell you this, the audio is terrible in the video. It is terrible. I had my headphones cranked up at about 95%, and you could still, it wasn't even very audible.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty cool setup. They had it in a boxing ring. There's probably 25 too many people on stage, you know. And they go back and forth, and they got almost physical at one point.
Really?
Like, it almost like it wasn't set up. I don't know if these two guys haven't, like, freestyle battled in a long time, or, you know, because normally it's like, okay, if you've watched, like, these freestyle battles, the pre-written ones or whatever, they get like, you get like 16 bars, you get a verse, and then they grab the mic
30 seconds, or you get a certain amount of time or something.
And there's a ref that, like, either they cut the music or the ref just grabs the mic from you. And it kind of seemed like it was a little loose.
A little loosey-goosey with the rules.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And like, they would just go back and forth. And it was, honestly, Keith Murray was dropping a lot of, like, homophobic
yeah.
stuff at Fredro Starr, and it was like, come on, you know.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
No, it's not necessary.
So that lost points with me.
Sure.
Fredro Starr, and you know, a lot of like, I fucked your girlfriend, I fucked your wife type stuff.
Fredro Starr, historically, is like a pretty aggressive
yeah. dude. Onyx, man.
Yeah.
I love Onyx. I honestly have been into Onyx since Back the Fuck Up.
Yes.
All the way through All We Got Is Us. I'm forgetting the third album. But even their latest one, Wake the Fuck Up.
Wake. I remember we talked about this yeah. on the podcast, I think.
It's good stuff, man. It's just aggressive, just high energy stuff, and I like that.
He put even out a solo record that was pretty good that yeah. I own. I'm trying to recall what it was.
You know, Keith Murray did give him some jabs about like running from Debo because Fredro Starr was in Next Friday.
Yep.
And that was fun. And some of his acting stuff. He was on Moesha too, Fredro Starr.
Yep. Firestar was the name of the album. In 2001, it came out, and it was sort of a banger.
Yeah. All those guys from Onyx, man, they're MCs, you know, they can bring it.
Yes, he had a track with Sticky Fingers on that record called Soldiers that I used to, back in 2001, was like, that was my jam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. I've never heard their solo albums.
Yeah, yeah, Firestar was a good record.
Because I know Sticky Fingers has some solo stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Both of those guys have gotten into acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Fredro Starr wins.
Yes.
Things get physical.
They were just pushing. You could tell it was kind of uncomfortable to watch.
So do you think it was real? Do you think it was staged?
It looked real. I'd say it looked real.
Who instigated the physicality of it?
Like, it was, well, and this is kind of like when I was saying things were kind of loose. Fredro Starr was rapping with the mic.
Yeah.
And Keith Murray took it upon himself to grab the mic out of his hand.
You can't do that.
And, you know, I think Fredro Starr kind of took that as this guy's trying to start some shit. So
Fredro Starr is not having that.
No, he's not having that.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be having that.
But the video, again, I know you. You probably start watching this video and you'll be like, this audio is terrible.
Yeah,
I'm
not.
It's 30 minutes long.
I'm not watching this.
You're not watching this, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't say it's something you got to watch, but it was interesting to see these guys.
But if you're interested in either of these guys, maybe it's worthwhile.
And I would hate to say that they're about 15 years past their prime.
Yeah.
Because I think Onyx still brings it. If you heard Wake the Fuck Up, it's there.
They still got it.
They still got it.
Good.
It's still the same old Onyx, you know. Sticky Fingers still sounds like he ate rocks for breakfast and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Smokes cigars.
Smokes 8 million cigarettes a day.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
Good.
Should we start some rumors here?
Let's start some rumors. We need a rumor mill.
We do need a rumor mill button.
Oops.
Here, I got that. You got it. You got
rumor
it.
Mill.
What kind of rumor do you want to start?
The rumor alarm.
Rumor mill alarm.
How about a rumor about Lauryn Hill?
Oh, what do you want to start?
Apparently, the rumor is that now, 17 years after her last solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, that she has a new album that is close to being done, right?
That's what
and
I
ready
hear.
To ready to be released.
Yes.
Who are your sources?
Well, that's a good. There's an interview with Phil Niccolo. I think is how you say the name. Niccolo? Maybe it's Niccolo.
Niccolo?
Niccolo? Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you, I'm familiar with the name because Joe the Butcher, Niccolo. He is the co-founder of Rough House Records, who they had a joint deal with Columbia.
Yep. To put out the Fugees stuff.
The Fugees,
right?
Yeah. Cypress Hill, Crisscross. Make you jump. Yeah.
I did not know that about Crisscross.
Yeah. But that's, I've always been a credit.
I thought Crisscross was all part of Jermaine Dupri's deal.
So Def. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but that was all part of the.
They released through Columbia.
Rough House.
Yeah. But as a credit reader, I always knew the name Joe the Butcher, Niccolo. So his brother, Phil. Apparently, these two together have a production company called the Butcher Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil did an interview with Fader Magazine talking about how Miss Hill mm-hmm. is in a very positive space and thus creatively. She's
right.
been releasing some new music here. It's kind of spirit. It's been sporadic. You know, kind of.
So you're saying that she's like at a good place in her personal life. So because of that, she's in a good place.
Right.
She's writing music and doing.
She was getting a little crazy there.
Oh, she's had some moments.
Yeah.
I'm almost reluctant to even say anything about her personal life, lest I get a very angry message from Desdemona.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Back in like probably, I don't know, when did the Lauryn Hill the Unplugged record come out?
I'm going to say 06.
And she sort of melted down on the Unplugged deal.
Yeah.
And I made some sort of offhand comment on an internet message board.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a very angry personal message or DM from Desdemona.
From Desdemona?
Yeah, she was really upset with me. And I didn't mean to offend anybody. I was just saying, like, she didn't sound right. But what do I know?
How dare you share your opinion?
How dare I say something bad about Ms. Lauryn Hill? And I like Lauryn Hill. I like the Fugees, you know. I hope
2002.
17 years is too long.
That is a long
time. It's too long to wait.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is you got to wonder if the expectations are so, I mean, when you sell 18 million records.
Right.
Like, how do you ever follow that up? You know, unless you're Michael Jackson.
Right.
Following up, you know, Beat It.
Mm-hmm.
With Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
How do you ever follow? I mean, how can you do that?
Right.
It's so hard.
Yeah, that's hard to do. I mean, the last time an album like this, with high expectations like this, was Dre's Compton album.
Right.
Which was
you know, a long time,
yeah,
too. But
yeah.
it wasn't 17 years, was it? Was it about that same
time? Well, 99 to...
So it was 2005, so 16 years?
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right, though. The expectations are probably going to outweigh the...
Yeah, how could it ever live up to the...
Right. But, I mean, judging by, what is it, a Nina Simone song is, I think, the latest... She did a cover of a song here just recently in the last couple months. But she does amazing. Just like she did with Killing Them... Or what?
Killing Me Softly?
Killing Me Softly, yeah. Yeah, she did a couple covers, but that one in particular is like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it, Lauren.
Nailed it.
Lauren. So I'd like to hear it. You know, I'd really like to hear that.
I'm for it. I want to hear it, but.
But what?
I'm not going to hold my breath about a new Lauryn Hill record because if I'd been holding my breath for the last 17 years, I would be dead.
Yes, you would be. And you would never hear it.
I would never hear it then.
Would you hold your breath to hear a new Will Smith record?
Definitely not. However, we don't have to hold your breath because it is here.
Yeah.
There is a new Will Smith song, and I listened to it.
You did.
And you listened to it.
I did.
What'd you think of it?
It was, compared to some of the new hip-hop music that's out there.
Right.
It's better.
Yeah.
But this is also kind of like, it's a remix of a Colombian group.
Right.
How do you pronounce the group? Bomba Estéreo? Estéreo?
Bomba Estéreo.
Okay. So it's a remix, and it's kind of got that Colombian vibe. So it's not like...
I thought it was cool. Like, it was a party song. It's very much a Will Smith song, and if you were, his style, like, it's upbeat, it's party.
Mm-hmm.
If you were expecting him to all of a sudden come out and start, you know, rapping like Kendrick Lamar, then that's on you, you know?
Right.
Your expectations should have been sort of reined in. But for what he is, and, for what he has historically done, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. You know, like, if it's playing, I wouldn't turn it off. I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it.
Yeah. It was cool to hear.
It's more, like, cool for the nostalgia factor than it is for, like, wow, what a great rapper he is.
So I was kind of doing some research to see, when I was just looking for this song, you were the one that told me that he had a new song. Apparently, back in February, he confirmed he has recorded 7 or 8 songs with Kanye.
Like, recorded them with Kanye in the studio, or like they recorded them together?
I don't know.
I wonder if Kanye...
A duet? Do
you think Kanye was just like, this guy's real famous, I might need a favor someday, so I'm going to just record this music for him? Because, I mean, I don't think... Both of them are great in their individual fields, but I don't think anyone thinks that Kanye and Will Smith are on the same level.
Right. Not at all.
Musically.
No. Financially, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But musically, absolutely.
I know one of them seems to be trending one way. The other one seems to be like trending the other way.
Who's going what way?
Well, Kanye's going up because, I mean, he keeps getting more and more famous.
Right.
I mean, not maybe for the right reasons, but...
Like I
and
said,
Will Smith, like, what are his movies do now? Every movie he puts out is shittier than the movie he put out before.
I think...
He did that movie with his kid?
Yeah.
What a steaming pile that was.
But he is in the new, what the hell's the name of the movie?
Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, yes, that'll be cool. Yes, that'll be cool. Yes.
But that's not necessarily a Will Smith movie.
No, he probably needs that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He needs a rebound because right now he's sort of like, he's dropped like 3 or 4 movies in a row that are just
poop.
Not great.
Just poop.
Garbage.
Well, there's word of Independence Day 2.
Which I heard he won't be in.
He won't. Okay.
No. I heard the rumor as well. I heard he will not be in it.
Will Randy Quaid be in it?
I don't know the answer to that.
Randy Quaid got arrested.
For what?
In Canada. I don't know. Also, Will Smith rumored to be a Bad Boys 3 in the works.
That I did hear about. Yeah.
I'd watch that. I like Martin Lawrence.
I like him fine. I wouldn't go to the theater.
No, I would not either.
Maybe if it was on my cable channels.
Maybe if it was on my questionably legal box, I would watch that. And then I talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
This is how I kind of even that out is the karma of what I'm doing here is sure. If I tell people I watch Top 5, yeah. I watched Bad Boys 3, mm-hmm. Someone out there is going to be, I'll rent it.
They'll go rent it.
And then, bam, everything's kind of evened out there.
Do you know that the Second Avengers is in the red box now?
I did know that.
I have not seen it yet.
I have seen
it. I'm going to go get it at the red box this weekend.
You should.
I'm pretty excited about it.
It's pretty good. It's a good one.
It's on my list.
I enjoyed it. We also have some Star Wars notes. We didn't talk about this last week.
No.
Last week we had Muja Messiah and P. Murda of the Godcast on.
Yeah, we asked them if they like Star Wars, and then we never even did the Star Wars news.
They don't like Star Wars, so I decided.
So we were just like, forget it.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
Well, sure. The rumor, the big rumor, is that Hayden Christensen will be appearing in episode 8. So not the episode that's coming out now here in December, the episode that will come out a year and a half after that. And initially people were like, oh, great. He sucks.
As my initial reaction.
But they talked about it as being like a flashback scene, mm-hmm. or something like that. And I don't know. I hated a lot of things about Hayden Christensen. And
yeah.
I hated a lot of things about those first 3 movies. But
yeah.
I mean, it's too late now. You know, it's part of the story. So you might as, if you're going to, if you need, you know, Anakin Skywalker in your movies, you might as well. Because you can't go back
and change. Oh, unless,
you can't change him
unless you're George Lucas.
We're gonna CGI a different face.
Yes,
a different actor.
Which we're.
What's that kid look like? The kid who played Anakin Skywalker.
I was gonna say Christopher Lloyd, but that's not Christopher Lloyd.
No, that's definitely
Andrew
not.
Lloyd Webber.
That's also not who it
nope.
is.
No, Lloyd Christensen.
Jake
Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd.
Yes.
I wonder what he looks like now. Could we CGI his face on a Hayden Christensen's body? His grown adult face.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Do you think he still has like that He-Man style haircut?
Yeah, definitely.
Little Lanny.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm not sure what to think about that.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's just going to be like flashbacks, mm-hmm. to that. So it's not like him in a whole, you know, role again as, mm-hmm. Darth Vader or playing Anakin, but flashbacks. I'm okay with that. Also, he doesn't have to talk. As long as he doesn't talk, and it doesn't show his face,
you'd be fine.
I'd be fine with that.
I was just listening to a different podcast, and they were talking about casting episode 8. Apparently, one of the main characters for episode 8 is Han Solo and Princess Leia's daughter, and they're talking about the people who are potentially up for that role.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of interested in
who do you got.
Well, I don't remember all of the 3 of them, but one of them is the girl from
Taylor Swift.
No. Jane the Virgin. Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that was one of the characters.
What if they're going to use? This is what Hollywood would do, and I really hope they don't do that. They use like some rock star that's never even acted before.
No, the people. You look. I will tell you who the 3 names are that they've...
Well, while he's looking that up, I just want you to know that this holiday season, and I'm referring to Halloween, the new thing to do is to carve your pumpkin, or to paint and make it look like BB-8, the android.
That's really clever. I got your names.
Yeah.
All right, Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin.
Okay.
Olivia Cooke from a movie called Me, Earl and the Dying Girl. Okay. Are you familiar?
Yep.
And then someone named Tatiana Maslany from something called Orphan Black, and that seems to be the internet's favorite.
Okay. Well, I having not knowing exactly who any of these three young ladies are, I'm sure they're gonna dig in, use their resources, and really find the best.
That's the thing. I'm sort of glad that it's three people who all are working actors, and it's not like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. If you're not gonna hire someone that no one's ever heard of before, hire someone who at least knows what they're doing.
Right.
You know,
who's the it girl right now? Like that's in all the movies
in the world.
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston.
I don't think it's her. I think that maybe
Jennifer Aniston is like the same age as Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, they're pretty close, probably.
Yeah. I think she's 50. Oh, she looks 50. Good. She looks good for 50.
Does she?
Yeah. Yeah, she does. Yeah. Maybe they should have Katy Perry. Yeah, she should be the role. Han Solo and Princess Leia's daughter is Katy Perry.
I think. Do you think Jennifer Lawrence is the hot actress right now?
Oh yeah, I could see that. She would actually. I gotta say, I love her in The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Loved her in The Hunger Games.
Yeah,
loved her.
Yeah, I think she's good.
Really, I honestly really like The Hunger Games movies.
Yeah,
my wife and I see all three of them. We'll see the fourth one. In you all right over there?
No, it's fine. You just were getting.
I was peeking.
I couldn't tell if you're peeking or if you're just really high.
I was getting excited.
Borderline.
You said Jennifer Lawrence and the Hunger Games. Sorry. I was getting excited.
I was just Googling who like the
you
popular
actresses
were. You got
me going. You got me going, John.
They also, the other name that showed up on the list was Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Was a very popular actress too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just saw her in the movie Lucy.
Lucy, I have not seen that.
It was good, man.
That's the one where she's like some alien type.
She is a regular person who ingests a substance that gives her like these powers.
That's not the one where she's like...
She unlocks the ability to use more of her brain than a regular person.
Wasn't that just like it's a Bradley Cooper movie?
That's like a pill.
Okay.
But yes, similar concept. Right. Except that guy uses it, I think, for like to become successful in like business.
Okay.
She uses it to kick ass and get revenge.
Because I thought there was one where she woke up and like had like some drugs were
yeah
like,
that's what it was. It was drugs.
Okay.
In her body.
Okay.
And then they started in the package they started to like leak out.
Right.
And
right.
get into
and it
her
was giving her these powers.
And give her all these superpowers.
Interesting premise.
It was cool, man. It was cool.
Yeah. Is that the movie where she's naked?
I don't think she's naked in that.
Okay.
I don't remember her being naked.
Look, not that that makes it or breaks it for me.
No.
But, you know, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's pretty sexy. I got to say.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah. Well, what else do we got here? Since that's it for Star Wars news?
That was it for Star Wars news. A couple weeks ago, on the Combat Jack show, there was an interview with Scarface. Did you listen to the Scarface interview?
I did not.
It was so bad.
Was it?
Okay, there was some interesting stuff about the interview that I thought was kind of cool. He's got a new record coming out, and they played some of the stuff. It's out now. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the stuff they played was real. I was good, and I like Scarface, so I was excited to hear what they put out because I thought the music that they played on the show was really impressive. And they asked him, they're like, "How do you keep up? You know, trying to keep the kids interested in you?" And he's like, "I don't," which I thought mm-hmm. was the best answer. He's like, "I know who my audience is."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "And." I'm not going to change what I do, what I know I do well, to try and cater to a teenager or a early 20s person. He's right. like, those aren't the people buying my records. They've never, you know, when I was that age, they were buying my records.
Right.
And now I've grown up, my fan base has grown up. So it would be disingenuous of me to try and change my style or try to market myself to a different audience.
Right.
When I know what I do and I know what I do well.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really good answer because a lot of these rappers seemed so desperate to try and cling to like youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of reeks of desperation and age.
Mm-hmm.
And Scarface he wasn't interested.
Interesting.
Which I thought was really respectable.
Yeah,
respectable.
Absolutely.
Also, apparently he's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah,
we talked about that a lot. And it was, I mean, good for him, but it was mildly annoying because through the entire interview, he was eating a salad. So he was just like, munch, munch, munch. Like, I'm like, come on, bro. You couldn't pull your face away from the microphone when...
You know how a microphone works. You've been using one for 25 years.
I know. But I think my favorite thing that I pulled from the interview was, for some reason, Scarface loves R.E.M., the band the band R.E.M. And he mentioned it a couple times. And it was weird. I'm like, first of all, that didn't even, no one asked you if you liked R.E.M. Like, he, no one was like, hey, how do you feel about R.E.M.?
Yeah.
Like, he brought it up on his own. Like, he was excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then nobody engaged because what is Combat Jack going to say about R.E.M.? And then he said it again, like, yeah, man, I love R.E.M., like, leaving the door open. And
nobody
knew what to say. Like, oh, cool, man. Like, I'm glad you like R.E.M. That was weird.
So they didn't dive into that any further.
No. It was just I laughed out loud listening to the show because he clearly wanted to talk about how much he liked R.E.M.
Mm-hmm.
And
no one else wanted to.
He opened the door and no one would walk through it.
Well, Jesus, man, what R.E.M. do they make music anymore?
No, they broke up.
Okay,
they broke up a few years ago.
Okay,
I mean, just don't get me wrong, I like R.E.M. too. But
not that much.
No, I mean, it's not one of the things I would bring up on a podcast.
Yeah.
Also, his the other thing that I thought was kind of funny was that there has been an ongoing battle on the Combat Jack show about jorts, which is, for those of you who don't know, jean shorts.
Yeah.
Whether they are cool or not cool.
Yeah.
And Scarface is decidedly on the not cool.
Okay.
Side of jean shorts.
Yeah.
They kept asking, like, how do you feel about jean shorts? He's like, oh, you mean like when you take jeans and you cut them? And everyone's like, well, I mean, yeah, you don't have to do that. But, like, he couldn't wrap his head around the fact that someone would buy jean shorts. Like, he kept referring to them as when you buy pants and then you cut them off.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, no, man, you can just buy them that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's like, yeah, when you're a kid and your pants, you grow out of your pants and you're too tall for them, so they cut them off. And I kept wanting to be like, Scarface, they make jean shorts that are already made like that. You don't have to cut them with like a scissors or anything.
So I guess I would have to know, do they mean like, where do you cut them off at? Are they like above the knee, below the knee?
It's neither of those things. They're not even talking about where you cut your jean shorts.
Oh, they're talking about
jean
store-bought.
Shorts that you buy at the store.
Store-bought. Okay, okay.
But that wasn't like making it through.
Okay.
Scarface's head.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
All right.
He also said Ghetto Boys are done.
Okay.
Done. Never happening.
So that would explain why the Kickstarter wasn't successful.
He said last time they toured, he told everyone it was the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he came back to the, then that he had been on Combat Jack before. He'd come back and they said, well, last time you were here, you said you guys were done touring. You're done doing shows. Are you mm-hmm. done? He's like, we are done.
So I'm curious to know. I'm curious to know if him like verbally or publicly saying that kind of stuff, that people were like, when they saw the Kickstarter, real Ghetto Boy fans were probably mm-hmm. they probably heard him say that or knew that he had said that,
right?
And they're like, well, what they're saying is, if this Kickstarter succeeds, it's going to be like a forced album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a reason.
Maybe it would've been, right.
There's a reason why they're doing a Kickstarter, and you don't want to force anything.
Right.
Good choice. Good choice, Scarface.
Maybe it was a money grab. Well, he talked a lot about money on the show, too, because his new album coming out is coming out on an independent label. It's not coming out on, like, one of his regular record deals. And he was talking about record deals and 360 deals and stuff like that and how he just, it's hard to make money. So
no more Rap-A-Lot? Rap-A-Lot itself?
Well, I don't know if that's, like, maybe Rap-A-Lot still exists, but it's not through, like, a major label that's mm-hmm. going to be taking all of your cheese.
Right.
And he talked about it's different. It's more work because
absolutely.
In the label days, someone did my art for me and did all that, you know, and he's like, now I do that on my own. I do my own promotion. I do, you know, I have to hire someone to make the album art and do all these different things. Mm-hmm. He's like, but it's worth it in the end because instead of getting 10 cents on the dollar when I sell a record, he's like, I get, I think he said 75 cents or something like that on the dollar.
Pays off in the end.
So why, I mean, yeah. And he's at a point in his career where, you know, it's time to make money.
Mm-hmm. He likes to golf too.
You want to make hay when the sun shines? No, they didn't talk about golf.
Really? I know he's a big golfer, and that was one of the big things in the Kickstarter too for that Ghetto Boys album was he could golf with Brad Jordan.
Yeah.
Bradley
Jordan.
Yeah. Bradley.
B-Rad.
B-Rad.
Boo Radley.
Did he talk about his first rap name was B-Rad?
No, he didn't. You think it was?
I don't know. That's a terrible thing, though.
I hope it was Boo Radley.
Boo Radley.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother.
Oh, man.
Well, what do you think here? You don't have any wrestling news?
No, I don't have.
Jesus.
I don't have one.
What a shitty episode this is.
I know. Well, you know, I think it started off strong and it sort of
petered out.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, it's gotten really bad.
You could say that.
How can we bring it up?
How can we make it better?
Can we ask each other one of these new high five questions?
Yes, let's do that.
How about we do that? But before we do, why don't you tell me about some Amazon Associates?
Amazon Associates. It's only the number one way to support Thank You Rob podcast.
I agree.
What you do is go to thankyourob.com/Amazon.
Boom.
And then that directs you to Amazon.com.
Right.
You make the purchases that you would normally make on Amazon.com. You check out. You use your normal Prime or your gift cards or your whatever. And then you get your item. The only difference is a small slice off the cheese, a little chunk of the proceeds comes back to the Thank You Rob podcast to help us cover our production costs for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to support the show. It doesn't cost you anything.
Nope.
But it does benefit us. So, you know, use it.
Why would you not?
Why would you not? ThankYouRob.com/Amazon. Or if you're already at ThankYouRob.com, you can click the Amazon Associates link. There's a third way too, isn't there?
There is. Amazon.ThankYouRob.com.
All right.
Yeah. So no shortage of ways to get there.
No.
And Amazon's really pushing the Halloween products right now. So there's many, many ways to utilize it, and whenever you want to buy something on Amazon, it's a great way to support us, and we appreciate that. So, with that, I give you the high five.
High five.
The high five. The high five. The
high five. High five.
So, how do we want to do this here?
Well, I don't know.
How about I'll start it off here. I'm going to ask you. There's a few new questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
That I added, and I don't know if they're going to be hit or miss.
Hit or miss.
So really, this is a good way to test the waters.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
If you could sing one song on American Idol,
yeah,
what song would it be?
Oh man, it'd have to be. So I'm on American Idol, which means I'm competing to try and win American Idol.
Yes, you are.
So it's not necessarily like what my favorite song is, but probably something like in my wheelhouse.
Right. What If I Kill You by PLC.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You got to pick a song that you think the people will like.
Right.
You got to sing a song that you know the words to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be super aggressive. And I want it to be something that like...
It's got to be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
So who are the judges on American Idol now?
I don't know. Is American Idol even still on?
Simon Cowell.
No, he's not on the show anymore.
Wow, man. I'm way out of touch.
I don't think Randy Jackson's on the show anymore.
No,
either.
It's a whole new cast.
I don't think Paula Abdul is on the show.
No, Paula Abdul is on dance or one of the dance shows now. So you think he can dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, what's your song?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My first instinct is, for one, I'm the kind of person that thinks they can sing, but they really can't.
Okay.
Like I can harmonize with some Nate Dogg, but Nate Dogg doesn't have a ton of range.
No. You know?
Jennifer Lopez, Ryan Seacrest, Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, Kelly Clarkson.
None of those people are on American Idol anymore.
No, it's not anymore, but it actually
Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr., he might have been a part of that. You're right.
And country singer guy.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
You got it.
I know all about my American Idol.
So, having said that, I would have to choose a Journey song.
Journey, huh?
Something like Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
But that's a little too popular. I'd have to go with maybe one of their second-rate songs.
Yeah.
That I can't think of off the top of my head.
Like a Journey.
Like, there's something about Lights. Song with, I don't know.
So you'd pick a Journey song.
I'd pick a Journey song. Ooh, and I would butcher the shit out of it. It'd be terrible.
Oh, man. That's...
Or maybe like a good classic rock, like Alabama song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Southern rock, you know?
That's not Southern rock. Are we still having this conversation?
Yes, we are.
I thought we were.
Yes,
over,
we are. Over this. No, no, no. I would have to go with maybe like maybe a CCR.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Nothing off the top of your head?
Well, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of like what I vibe on right now. I'm listening to a lot
of Beach Boys song, Kokomo. Yeah.
No, I would not sing Kokomo. I mean, you know, I've been really digging Citizen Cope lately. I don't know if you're familiar with his work.
Citizen Cope.
Yeah. He's outstanding. He's got a song called Sideways that's really good. Some of you might sing that, or I really dig the Beatles, so there might be something like Blackbird from the Beatles that I might sing that song.
That song just came up on my iPhone the other day.
It's a great song.
Yeah. I like the Beatles.
I did too. Not as much as I like the Beach Boys.
Okay. I was just going to ask you. Are you ready for... Let's go with number two here.
Number two.
This is only going to be a high three.
High three.
You want to ask me this one? Then we'll both answer.
Which one? I don't remember which. What did you want me to ask?
This is terrible. If you were on an island and could only bring three things, what would you bring?
Oh, shit. I didn't even see that there was more questions on the next page. All right. If you were on an island and you could only bring three things, what would you bring?
Now, are you asking me now?
Yeah, I'm asking you, and then I'll give my answer to the question.
I would have to bring... some way to generate electricity. So initially thought MacGyver, and then we talked about there's this MacGyver reboot coming up.
Yeah, MacGyver reboot. Very cool.
What's the guy's name? Richard Dean?
Richard Dean Anderson?
Minnesota's own.
Minnesota's own.
Very proud of my Minnesotans.
I think he's from Roseville.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That guy.
That guy.
MacGruber.
Is he still around?
Oh, he's still alive.
How come we don't see him on TV anymore?
How come we don't see him in Roseville?
We should see him in Roseville. I'm in Roseville constantly.
Are you? I like Roseville.
I only live like a mile from Roseville.
So I would bring some sort of device that would generate electricity as one.
That feels sort of like cheating, don't you think?
You would think so.
Yeah.
But not with my kind of mechanical brain that I can just, you know, operate such a device.
Right.
So I would have to have that. And then I would have to have... holy shit.
I guess clarify the question. Are you on an island like for leisure or are you stranded on this island?
I think you'd have to be stranded.
Okay.
To really grasp the reality of this.
Right. So you're probably thinking more like necessity shit'll get you through the day than like leisure items.
So, okay, let me change that. Fuck the idea of the generating electricity thing, cuz I'm going to rough it here.
Yeah, rough it. Be a ruffian.
I want to rough it. I want a machete. Got to have the machete to chop down banana leaves and trees and stuff and fashion a boat out of bamboo shoots.
Yep, I like that idea. I'm for it. I'm on board so far.
So I'm going to say forget everything else. Just give me the machete.
You only want one thing. One thing. You could have three. You only want one thing.
Because I want... It's going to work out two ways. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rescued.
Right.
And I'm going to be the guy that survived with the machete as machete. The only thing. That's all I needed. You're the guy.
You're the machete guy.
You're the machete guy. Not Danny Trejo.
No.
No, you're the real machete.
The real machete.
Yeah. Or I would die and it'd be like,
right.
Oh, that guy, man, all he needed was a machete and he couldn't make it, but.
But he's cool because he only had the machete.
Yeah.
I think I'm thinking like the total opposite of you.
Okay.
Here's why. I am not a handy person and I do not fix things or build things well. So if I'm stranded on this island, I am very likely going to die. So I would take things that would make, that I would enjoy, like enjoy my last, you know, time on Earth.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I probably would want like my iPod and listen to music because I just, you know, chill. Before I die, I probably would like some whiskey.
Jameson or what's your whiskey?
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Irish whiskey, so yeah. Jameson, Powers, that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like the American stuff as much.
Yeah, they don't know how to do it.
Well, it's just a different flavor. Yeah. It's a different style.
Yeah. Oh, see, that was me acting like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah. Well, they're all different. There's Canadian whiskey, and there's all kinds of different whiskeys.
Of course there is.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
There's Scotch.
Scotch.
And but I prefer the Irish whiskey.
I love Scotch. So what's your third thing?
Since I'm going to die anyway, probably like a million cigarettes.
And just do it right.
Yeah, just do it right, man. Just drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes all day long and listen to my iPod and wait for death's sweet embrace.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Kind of a side question.
Yeah.
If you knew you were going to die.
Yeah.
I guess regardless. You know you're on this island and you don't know for how long.
Right.
Could be years, months, mm-hmm. could be days, weeks, I don't know.
Could be forever.
What if you found like a...
treasure map.
Some sort of... No, not a treasure map.
Damn.
Some sort of like just a field of some sort of hallucinogenic plants.
Right. How would you know they were hallucinogenic?
Well, you wouldn't until you did them.
You'd have to try them first.
You'd have to try them. But what if you... Okay, so you found this plant. You're like, okay, this is good. And whoa, you know, like you're tripping, you're freaking out.
You start to have like a trip. Yeah. You start to...
If it was
you have a vision quest.
If it was enjoyable, would you continue to do it?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
What would prevent you from doing it?
Nothing.
In case like you don't want to be out of your right mind when people show up to rescue right. you? Is that what you're saying?
That guy's crazy. Just leave
just
him
Just leave him. Get to the chopper. I don't know. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like it would open my mind to like alternative ways to get off the island.
What if it suddenly kind of gave you that the idea of how to build something, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, it totally could.
Yeah. You never know.
No.
You
so yeah, know. The answer, yes, I would do the island drugs.
Okay.
And I'm not a drug. I'm not a drug
I know you're
doer.
Not. That's why I ask.
Here, but hey, man, when you're stranded on an island, the rules change.
It's completely changed. Yeah.
The rules. You throw the rule book out the window.
Mm-hmm. I would not wear a shirt.
No, I mean, why would you?
Right.
Well, I mean, maybe to protect yourself from sunburn.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Just hang out under a tree.
I think of the movie Castaway. A lot. Yeah.
God, that movie bums me out.
I would
too.
Definitely have a Wilson.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah. Do you watch The Last Man on Earth? Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of friends that aren't.
He does in the bar.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Great show.
I would not have a Wilson, cuz like if you got like a thing that you're talking to, at that point you know you're crazy, mm-hmm. right? Like that's when you cross the line.
Yeah.
For me. When you're talking to yourself, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But like when you're creating, like you're drawing a face on a volleyball.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any coming back from that.
But hey, you know what? You never know. Have you ever been in that sort of solitude where it's like you thrive for conversation or companionship?
You just need companionship? Yeah. No, I've never been in that situation.
Neither
so
have I.
So maybe.
Well, so let's not rule that out. Don't rule that
just
out.
Just saying I shouldn't judge, huh?
Don't judge.
All right, fine.
Are you ready for the third question of the high five?
The nonsensical question.
Yes. John, if you were 80 years old.
Yeah.
What would you tell your children? What kind of advice would you give your children or grandchildren?
I'd probably give my advice to my grandchildren because if I'm 80,
Your kids aren't listening to you anyways.
No. My kid, hypothetically speaking, realistically, if I'm 80, my kid is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So.
They're well established. They don't need your advice.
She didn't need my advice anymore. But like grandkids, they're mm-hmm. still young and impressionable.
Yep.
Right, so I would probably tell them to
look both ways.
Well, yeah, to try hard in school,
mm-hmm.
and to go to college, and to not smoke cigarettes ever, because that shit is terrible for you. Yeah, because I think about like for me, I ended up graduating from college and you know, doing fine, but I didn't do myself any favors by treating school like sort of a joke
mm-hmm.
for a really long time. I really just put myself sort of behind the curve.
Mm-hmm.
You can, I would have been established so much earlier in life if I wasn't 25 when I graduated from college, if I'd have graduated from college at 22, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I would tell them, to try hard at school and to not smoke cigarettes.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
No.
How about, would you tell them to get rich or die trying?
No, I wouldn't care. I mean, money doesn't...
Money, anything.
Make enough money where, like, you can live comfortably, but, right. like, I've never been one of those people who's, like, has this strong desire to be fabulously wealthy.
Mm.
Like, it would be cool.
Right.
But I'm not driven by money.
Right.
Like some people are, so... Mm. No, I mean, if that's what drives them, you know, good for them.
Right.
But that wouldn't be advice I would give. And just like I would probably tell them to listen to old music because new music is is good. And especially when you're 82 because you're just fucking old balls, right? You're like, no, new things are bad.
You got to listen to this.
I mean, I feel that way now and I'm 30. I'm 31. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old I am. I'm 31. And I feel now like, oh, man, these kids and their music. Can you imagine how fucking crotchety
you'd be at 80?
You'd be at 80 about right. music? Because you'll have gone through like 3 or 4 generations of music at that time. Mm-hmm. Every one worse, in your opinion, than
it's got,
the
yeah, but
one
this is
before.
The thing, man. It's got to come around again at some point.
What
it
do you
has
mean?
To.
Like, do you think?
Like, good, real good music is going to come around. Have you seen this video circulating, these... I think it's 1 or 2 kids, these young kids that are like, they sound a lot like some 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video going on?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, these young kids. I mean, that really gives me hope that
even if those guys do some, this is not going to change the whole.
Right, it won't, but maybe it will. You never know.
Maybe it will.
But what I'm saying is eventually, even we're in our 30s right now, we still got 50 years to go.
Right.
You know, and within 50 years, and hip hop hasn't even been around for 50 years.
No.
Yet. Not in what we know of it today.
So anything could happen, I guess.
Yeah, there could be a whole.
So there's people who grew up, like, that are a little older than us that are like, don't worry, man, disco's coming back. It's coming back. Just got waited out. Disco will be back.
I don't know how I feel about that. They're just waiting, man.
Yeah. They're waiting.
Yeah.
But those same people are waiting for like the Beatles, like the people who grew up in the British invasion. They're
right.
Like the fucking Beatles, man. Yeah. Who's the new Beatles?
So I would, are you asking me?
No, I'm saying that's what they're saying.
They're saying that, yeah. Like
Beatles.
Yeah.
So what would you call Oasis? Oh, I love Oasis. Don't say bad things about Oasis.
Oh, man, that might have been a good American Idol song.
Yeah. Which one? Wonderwall or Champagne Supernova?
It'd have to be Champagne Supernova.
Nova?
Yeah.
It's a banger. Yeah. That whole record, man, front to back. Yeah. What's the story? Morning Glory. It's a classic. All right, what would you tell your grandkids?
So I guess who knows what in less than 50 years what these kids are going to be like, what the world's going to be like. But yeah, I think money is not the end all be all, but saving your money
is
very important.
Be smart.
Being smart with your money. Is definitely a thing, and I'm instilling that into my kids because I was never brought up to be a big saver, you know. So I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Got to tell them that.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Compound interest, people. Fucking compound interest.
10 will get you 20.
Yeah.
20 get you 50.
There you go.
50 get you 500.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, those are steps. You got to take those steps to get there.
Yeah. Compound interest.
Compound interest. Probably don't do drugs.
Yeah. Well, I would probably not even go that far. I would just be like, you can drink if you want and smoke weed if you want, but just stay away from like needles and stay away from powders.
Yeah.
And don't take prescription painkillers because that always turns into.
In 50 years, who knows what the fuck's going to be legalized?
It'll probably all the drugs by then will probably be like chemical, like artificial. Like factory or lab made chemicals, not like drugs like weed that grows from the ground.
Right. You know, this is an interesting question because a lot of this stuff right now that I'm saying are like I'm taking cautions in life to teach these things to my kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because, you know, it's like you don't want them to fuck up. You want them to be good humans.
Right.
And, I will say this. And this is about as serious as I'm going to get on this podcast.
Yeah.
Is I feel like in less than 50 years that racism and just general equality among human beings will be level.
You think it'll be better?
I think it'll be.
You think racism will be completely eradicated?
I don't know. I'm hopeful for that because that's definitely something I'm instilling in my kids. It doesn't matter who you know. Just
I think
treat people equally.
I think it'll be better. I don't think it'll be over.
It's sad.
It is, but I mean, it's like and people like us. But it's like for every one of us, there's like someone who lives in fucking Alabama who's having seven kids and teaching them all to be just racist assholes.
Right.
It's like Idiocracy. Like the stupid people multiply faster than the smart people, mm-hmm. and eventually the stupid people just take over.
Right.
So what I'm saying is have more kids.
Outnumber them. We need to outnumber
That's
them.
That's the only choice we have if we want to serve. Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. I you know, looking back on what I just said right there, so I'm talking less than 50 years, and 50 if you
years.
Look back in the progress we've made in the last 50 years, has it been big? So maybe. I guess maybe that's wishful thinking, but I guess I'm doing my part, and I feel like all the good people are doing their part.
I appreciate your positivity.
So I think should probably wrap up what we have here for the high five. So
we never played the music, do we?
We did right there.
High five.
It's funny that you're talking about that, like to your parents, like what advice you would give. I was thinking back to the Chris Rock routine. Are you familiar with the one where, as a parent of a daughter, you only have one responsibility: keep them off the pole.
Yes.
That this whole bit got me thinking about how funny that was.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Rock makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
So yeah, man, that was like a super deep.
Oh,
those
man,
deep cuts.
Shit.
We really opened up a vein.
We did.
This is like the Serious Rob podcast.
Yeah. Serious Rob.
Serious
Thank you for
Rob.
Being Serious Rob podcast.
There you go.
Well, that's about it here.
That's all we got.
That's all we got.
This is a good, fun episode. It was really like a sort of a chance for the people who listen to the show and listen to us interview guests and talk about news. They get to know us a little bit better, which I think is fun because...
That's fun.
You know, I always like for like when the podcasts I listen to or shows I watch and stuff like that, when you get to find out about the people that, you know, a little bit more about their personal lives, mm-hmm. stuff, I feel more connected to them. I'm more invested in the show.
Right.
And maybe that's how people will feel after they listen to this episode.
Okay. I hope so.
They'll be a little more invested in us as human beings and as a result, you know, the podcast.
Right. Well, let's hope that they do enjoy this.
Yeah, and so thank
we
you.
Can only
Thanks
hope.
To everyone who stuck around and listened to this real serious episode of
shit,
the Thank You Rob
shit
podcast.
Shit got real. And while
mad real.
And while we're getting real, head over to thankyourob.com. Listen
Do
to the older episodes. We just did this probably 3-4 weeks ago, this very thing we just did tonight. And then listen to the episode with Cold Kingdom. Don't forget to look up their... GoFundMe and support their unfortunate turn of events.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you support local music, then just throw them $5.
Just, yeah,
come on.
Whatever.
They lost $33,000 worth of
they
equipment.
They also, something I didn't mention before, they also said that if their equipment is recovered, they will give everyone's their money back.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
if their
cool.
equipment is found,
right.
they will give everyone their donations
that's cool.
back because they're not trying to take advantage of everybody, of anybody, you know, which I thought was very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Also at thankyourob.com, a link to I Define Design, my graphic design work that I do.
Yes.
A link to johnnyquestionmark.com,
mm-hmm.
the home of Johnny Question Mark.
Home of Johnny Question Mark, home of my music, home of information
It's not your physical home.
No.
It's a digital one. Your wife and kid don't live there.
My digital home for my music, my digital home for my podcasting, my digital home for my radio show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And then a link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our good friends down in Mankato.
What up, nuts?
24/7 internet radio, playing local music, Minnesota music all day long.
Yes.
Including probably some Cold Kingdom in there.
Yeah. Because they're down in Mankato.
They are.
This weekend.
Yeah. And then finally, the best way to support the podcast, use Amazon Associates. Go to amazon.thankyourob.com. Buy your Amazon stuff. You get a new phone. You're getting one of those fancy new phones, and you need a new case for that. Protect your investment.
Protect it.
Protect your neck.
Yeah,
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Wu-Tang.
Don't drink and drive.
No.
Don't
smoke cigarettes.
Don't swim after eating within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait 30 minutes.
Actually, I've heard that's a myth.
It is a myth. Yeah. It is, absolutely. But do look both ways before crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all the advice I can give for this episode.
It's good advice.
That's this 100 or however many minutes, 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Hour and 10 minutes.
Of an episode is just packed with information
it is
and
very,
advice.
It's very informative.
Yes, it is.
I love it.
Well, any last words?
I got nothing.
Johnny question mark has nothing, but yet has everything.
That's right.
And I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
High five.
My job is to tell it like it is.
See who the fuck I'm a jack today. Nigga, bro, shit. And it's early in the morning.
Today I'm going to tell you the story of Rock.
At last, grab my ski mask out the closet. Now let's see how big did my balls get. I brush my teeth, it takes a thief. Swerving cause I'm trying to roll up the chronic leaf. At a stop sign, I take a hit and hold it in. I caught, now I'm off. Driving down the two-lane highway, it's all bad. Thinking about shit I never had. Pass through the WS
neighborhood,
knowing I could do my best in Westwood. Cut off by white BM, driven by a yuppie. He sticks up his finger like fuck me. Now I got to follow him home with my chrome. Send him to the twilight zone, it's home. Niggas say I'm gone cause I'm fucking with the rich, but they all full of bitch, don't need a snitch. So I'm rolling solo in a straight bucket. No, it ain't a Lolo. He pulls up to a 7-bedroom, 8-bath. Oh yeah, he's got to fill the wrath. Pistola to the neck, devil turned off the West Tech. And when you're rolling, have more respect. Tied his ass up and took everything I could. A nigga straight robbing, mobbing back to
all
the
my
hood.
Love, the adventures of all my niggas love. The adventures of.
Fuck scribing, cause I be robbing like the boy wonder, holy bandit. Leave your ass stranded and you know that. Unhook the low jack, cellular phone under the flow mat. They wanna say that it's federal, acting like your 95 coupe is headed for Beirut. They wanna shoot me like a terrorist, but I don't give a fuck, cause I'm taking care of this. Trigger finger got blisters, heard from your sisters. You be rolling on the twisters. Now when we meet, I can make your heart beat and make you feel so neat. Or you can get us 15, 20s out the ATM. I take all of them. I'm king of the Slim Jim. It's the incredible 90210. It's where I'm headed, folks. Don't need no merry men. I fuck around and bury them. If they told what I stole, motherfuckers got to know that I'm lethal. Steal from the rich and slide it to my people.
All my niggas love the adventures of. All my niggas love the adventures of.
And hump, bitch, don't talk. Let's take a walk. Nigga got nothing to lose. You know the rules. The purse and the jewels or the 11 o'clock news. Which one? Magnum gun to the titties. Making scared devils move from my city with the strong arm. Book the long arm, mother law. Bitch, count the 10 and forget who you saw. Had the clocker with the handle. Cause your husband's a thief with an SNL scandal. Don't feel bad if you're stuck up. Ah, nobody move, nobody get shot the fuck up. I'm nervous, quick to serve this. Heat in your meat, make your blood steep. A nigga just trying to get on his feet. So hurry up, rich bitch, before I twitch. She said don't rape me, and don't kill me. Nigga don't want to fuck your filthy ass. Yeah. Just give me the cash and we good. All I wanna do is rob you on my way to
all my niggas love, the adventures up. All my niggas love, the adventures up.
Something, Robin. You know something, Robin. chances. You must be joking.